Days of Mavra Mitzvah by the Rosh Yeshiva continued. Gimel El Hishtav Shemim Vav, September 7th, 1986, on Sunday continued.
So the Gemara says another criterion. One criterion he mentioned before, that if it's Bavei Ramai, so then he don't say Achleiku. If it's Bavei Ramai, we don't say Achleiku. We say Kolam Va. So the Gemara says no. But there is another criterion. Suppose each name was open day. Then we say Achleiku in spite of the fact that it's Bavei Ramai. So in other words, the Gemara has two guidelines. Guideline number one is that if there is no Bavei Ramai, so then it's Achleiku. If there is no Bavei Ramai, then it's Yahweku, even though it's not a reason. And guideline number two is that if it is Erzin, even though there is Bavei Ramai, so it's also Yahweku. And when we say Kolam Vav, it's guideline number three. Kolam Vav, we say, if it's not Erzin, then there is Bavei Ramai. So then we say Kolam Vav. So according to the law, by combining the two Lishimis in the law, and the two Lishimis are not separate Lishimis. One supplement here. It's not that there's a suffix, whether it's like this or like that. It's two Lishimis, one supplement here. So there are three guidelines according to the law. Guideline number one, according to the Gemara, is that if it is Labadaram, even though it's not Erzin, it's Yachleik. Guideline number two, if it is Erzin, even though it's Badaramai, it's also Yachleik. Guideline number three is if it is not it, and Bavei Ramai, then it's Kolam Vav. Then it's Kolam Vav. Now we have to understand the Gemara. So the Gemara says that it's Yachleiku in two situations. One situation of Yachleiku is the case where it's Leke Bavei Ramai, not it, even though it's not it. No one knows. Once another situation where it's Yachleiku, even though there is Bavei Ramai, was Shnei Mirzim. So we see Yachleiku in two situations. One situation where Leke Bavei Ramai ain't Mozokin Bey, and another situation where it's Hirzim Bey and Leke Bavei Ramai. And when we see Kodam Ba, it's Ein Hirzim Bo and Ikebad Ramai. But if it's Lekebad Ramai, even if it's Eliyahu Zimbor, so it's Yachleiku, and if it is Eliyahu Zimbor, even if it's Ikebad Ramai, it's also Yachleiku. And Kodam Val only say in the case of Eliyahu Zimbor and Lekebad. We have to understand that. Why is it? So apparently, there are two reasons for Yachleiku. One is not Yachleiku, let's say, as Tisva says, by Schneiners and Talas, Rabbi Tam says, it's Yachleiku, because there is a loche of Tamitzin Chadir Yolorai, of Mozek. If somebody is Mozek, so the Mozek keeps it. So some of those even not Moser, the Tiraspiot, there's even not Moser, even not the Tiraspiot because of Din. But, so it's based upon the Aloha Tamiz Machado Lahai. So 200 talents, so each one is Moser can have. So maybe we apply the Din of Tamiz Machado Lahai or more. That's one reason for Yahweh. Then, the Chibis Arosh, the Chalal Kuh Zayin, starts the end. So he says, a long Chibis there, a very long Chibis, very interesting Chibis, very long Chibis, Chalal Kuh Zayin. So he says that, sometimes, best has a right to make it shop. We all know a big shop, so Besdin is supposed, is required to suggest the Bishore to, in every case of litigation, to the tear. But you cannot impose upon litigants the Bishore. Suppose Tumaridin come before Besdin, Uden Chien, and Uden claims $10,000 for Chien. She even said, $1,000. So Besdin is required to say to Uden Chien, listen, we don't know what the Psak Din of the Din is. Maybe it would be in favor of Uden, maybe it would be in favor of Shimon, but if you don't agree with Shore, you should know that there is a Rachman in the name. There is no Rachman in the name. In other words, if the deal is that Shimon has to pay the $10,000 for the day, even if Shimon happens to be an old time billionaire, a billionaire, and Shimon happens to be a top, who doesn't need to live, but in the Rachman in the name, if the deal is that Chimon has to pay $10,000, he has to pay $10,000. We can say, well, it's not right, listening to the poor fellowship, and the woman is in the name. In the Rachman, the Din, Din is the Din, in the Rachman. So why don't you agree to the Pshaw? So that's for the benefit of the two of you. Pshaw, so that means, even if all the Din come off. So Shimon has to pay $10,000. We'll make sure that we tell Shimon to pay only $5,000, $6,000, according to the circumstances. Again, the deal. How can Besdin render a judgment against the deal? That will be an oversight. That will be a perversion of justice. And just because it's a hardship for one of the litigants to has shown the adversary, so Besdin is encouraging of Uvein and of Chin. In other words, Besdin is becoming Chinian, so that means that Uvein gives his handkerchief to Shimon, and Shimon gives his handkerchief to Uvein. So, Besdin, I mean, makes it shorter. So, Besdin uses the handkerchief on behalf of Uden Hapshin. So, what's the purpose of Kamos Kinyan? That's to affect Nechile and Lachmor. Besdin doesn't know what the outcome will be of the Dinkum. They don't know. They didn't. Until the time is, they don't know anything. So, maybe the Din will be, after the old presented kindness and the riots, so the Din will be the Chinan has to pay all the $10,000. So maybe the Din will be the Chinan will not have to pay a penny. They don't know. So best is the Kabbalah Chinan. Uvein is the plaintiff. He is the bear. Chinan is the leaf. So Uvein, so best is the Kabbalah Chinan. And by Kabbalah Kinyan, Uvein says, even though I'm the conveyor for $10,000, but in your discretion, so you want to pass that even though Al-Qaeda, Shimon has to pay me only $10,000, that China should pay me only $5,000 or $6,000 or $7,000or $4,000. So then I agree and I make for China $5,000or $4,000 or $6,000 in accordance with your discretion. So then basically has the right to render judgment that even though of the deen, China has to pay $10,000 for the day, but in the discretion of this deen, they have to pay only $5,000. Now what about the other $5,000? So one is male, after all, one is making fair, and they are couple king yet. And they are couple king yet. From Shin to, and what is the purpose of the Kabbalistian from Shin? So, in other words, I mean, Kabbalistian from Shin, so Shin gives his need that even if Abdini turns out that he doesn't have to pay ten to obey, but even discretion of Bezi interferes that it would be great hardship for Shimon not to pay them. That Shimon should pay at least $1,000, at least $1,000, maybe $5,000. So Shimon agrees to be his Mishayos, to pay $5,000 even without the Din Gomor. He doesn't have to pay them. And it all is left to the discretion of Bezin. For Bezin are people with fairness and consideration and chesed. So they will exercise their discretion according to the merits of the situation. So they have to agree to each other. But suppose one of the powers is a tough person, a tough old woman, and he says, no, I want to be deen, I don't care if the deen is that I am entitled to $1,000,000 from the mitzvah, I want $1,000,000. And if the deen is that I am not entitled to one penny, I don't want even one penny. I don't admit any trouble. So then there's this force to render the judgment in accordance with the deen. Even though the deen in a specific situation might be very harsh. Might be very harsh. Mitzvah might be an unfortunate shimaz, or you know, who hardly makes a living, to be very harsh for him after the deen. So this means mechuyeh to exert pressure upon the parties that they should consent to each other. And if they do consent, then this is become clear. So the judgment is rendered on the basis of mechuyeh and on the basis of his heart. But if they don't consent, then Bezdin cannot exercise the shah. Right. So that's one shah. That's the usual shah. So the Chuvah says there are certain situations where Bezdin is at liberty to render a judgment of shah without the consent of the parties. Even if the parties scream, we don't want any comment. So he doesn't mention the case of Amachut Paul of Hamed, but the Chuvah Sovosh mentions the Gemara of Shnei Shtoros Halitzim Mechot. So there is a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, one says Yachleku, one says Shmuel Daimon. So Yachleku is on the basis of Shore, and Shmuel Daimon is on the basis of Shore. So that doesn't require the consent. That's not based upon Kabbalistia. So the answer is, this is a special situation. So, basically, has to make it sure, because there is nothing else that Bezdin can do. What could Bezdin do in the case of Shnei Shtoros HaLitzim Yachod? In case in Shoyim Selam Yerushalayim. So what should Bezdin do? No one should collect, so that will be good for the parties. So everybody will suffer. What should Bezdin do? So then Bezdin has a right and is obligated to make it sure without the consent of the parties. So there are two kinds of shores. The usual pshat has to be suggested to the parties, and Besdin has to procure the consent of the parties on the basis of the chile and the tzchaios. But in special situations where Besdin cannot render a judgment, it's impossible. It's not possible to render a judgment. What can you say? You have to make it sure. So, what sure? So, Rav says, Yachliku. Shmuel says, should be dying. But it's all sure. So, that's another option. Where is that kiyach best to render a judgment of sure without consent of the parties? To render a judgment of sure that Rabbanim do today. Today, most of the Torahs are Eastern of sure. Sometimes you get a topical double who insists upon the Torah. So then, if you cannot help it, you get such a topical double. I mean, who insists that you're upon the Torah. You don't care. Either they gain everything or they lose everything. We don't care because each one thinks, you know, that he's going to win. So melee, they agree to each other. So the regular shore is based upon the consent of the party and Kabbalah's Kinyan of the Chile and his height. But in special situations, like Shnich Torah Ayitzin Necho, so best can render a judgment of Shore without cutting the cards. Whether it's Yachleiku or should they die with the top Shore? And what, where is the mocking for that Shore? That's, so I heard from someone, I don't remember, it's one of the Achrim says it. I don't remember whether I saw it in the center in one of the Achrim or somebody mentioned to me that one of the Achrim says it as pshat in the Chumash of Rosh. The Rosh says that in certain situations, like Shnish Torah, Ayitzin, Mechot, so it's Yachlei Kosh, and Yidane, that's in Pshore, without the Heskin of the Pach. He calls it in Pshore of D, to distinguish it from the usual Pshore, that is the Pshore of Pshore, in other words, which is, requires the consent of the parties in Kabolski and Chile Aknoi. So there are certain situations that they show and what the Rosh mentions a posik Mishpot Bisholim Shiftu Bisharech. But someone says as Pshat in the Rosh that whereas the posik Mishpot Bisholim Shiftu Bisharech is it possible to do that? But there is a memorial in Sanhedrin that mentions in Pesach in the Torah that yesterday said that on the base in Sanhedrin. Tzedek Tzedek Tiyodin. Why do the Torah say Tzedek Tzedek Tiyodin? Why is Tzedek Tzedek? So the Gemara says Pavashoma Masnissim Kiyashinon Choy Echad Udin Vach Nipshor Kiditani Tzedek Tzedek Tiyodin Echad Udin Vach Nipshor Keitzar Shtei Skine Zimbe Udino Upor Uze Boze In Eivri Shtei Tiyodin וזה החזה שתי נאיבץ, וכן שני גמלים שאוהבים ממלים בזכרים, ופה זה וזה, עם אור שניהם שני נאיבים, וזה החזה שני נאירים, פה כיצד, תונו משאי נתונו, תדוחה שני תונו מפני תונו, כחיבו שני כחיבו, תדוחה כחיבו מפני שני כחיבו, הוי שתי מכחיבס, שתי מכחיבס, הטל פשור בני אבימל לסחר זו לזו, Morning, Sanhedrin, Weiss, Zedek, Zedek, Tirlik, yesterday, Zedek. twice said, there are two kinds of said. There is a said of Din and there is a said of Shah. Now this Shah doesn't require a Palestinian. So that's the mocha. In certain situations, when you cannot apply Din, the nature of the circumstances is such that you cannot render a judgment, it's impossible to render a judgment of it. Impossible. For example, two boats have to cross a very narrow passage. Let's say the Bar of Gibraltar. I never saw it, but it's a very narrow passage. Now, two boats, they couldn't cross the Bar of Gibraltar at the same time. They're both sinking. One of them is sinking. So one has to make a crossing first and the other one later. And sometimes, you know, it's a big boat, so it might involve a lot of time. But one boat to pass through, maybe a whole day. So, and then, the question is, who should be first and who should be second? So, tzedek, tzedek, tzedek. So there are two kinds of tzedek. Erhob Udin Dachusha. Ketzer. Stehst du nicht, ich will nur noch. Pause, Bose, Ine, Stehen, Stehen, Bebes. Bose, Achase, Stehen, Bebes, but who should be the first? Ich bin schnell gemalt, schon ein, die Mal ist bis hier, und Pause, Bose, Mo, Stehen, Stehen, Bebes, Bose, Achase, Stehen, Bebes, Hoke, Za, Tuno, Stehen, Tuno, Tito, Stehen, Tuno, Tuno, Suppose one boy has a lot of luggage, precious load, you know, diamond, all kind of thing. And the other boat is an empty boat, there's nothing. So then is the first sentence. There's the second thing. So the loaded boat has a lot of value in it, diamonds, tons of diamonds. So takes precedence as precedence to cross the Straits of Gibraltar first and let the empty boat wait a day. Wait a day. That's Din. That's Din. Because the hardships that will be faced by the loaded boat, you know, to wait a day, so much more than the hardships that will be faced by the empty boat. Only the empty boat care. I mean, the captain can put in the kitchen for it and wait until the Strait of Gibraltar is available for him to go. So that's the first set. Or Krebo Vishema Krebo. In other words, for one boat to cross the narrow passage will take only 1 hour. It's incredible.
Thank you.
half an hour or an hour to reach his intention. Again, the hardships faced by one are so much more than the hardships faced by the other one in case it has to be delayed. But suppose both are equally loaded, both are cravings, both are critics, both are empty. Well, so what? You can't apply a tzedek of me. And I really do, but your tosikoi, well, that's not the tzedek of me, no, sure, the tosikoi. The fall there, that's not tzedek of me. So then the alochi is the best thing has to be in both of sure, or tell me about. Even the power screen, we don't want joy. Never mind the other joy. Try ocean, we don't want. It's too bad. Besni would impose his joy in such a situation in without the category of power. Because the circumstances are such tension that you cannot do anything else besides the joy. You just can't. You can't. You can't function if you don't need the joy. So Dr. Chisholm says that in the case of Shmishdor's Ayuzin Mechot, so then this Rav says Yachleiku, sure, but it's not like the Shore in all the details. There it's based upon the consent of the parties, upon the clear. Here it can be imposed upon the parties by this and against their consent. The Rosh calls it Shore of Din, to distinguish it from the pshara pshara, is pshara. So that means sukhas is din. Sukhas mentions moni namutu b'shara. And the rabbon achir can sukhas in case where there is more kam. But in case where there is no more kam, then rabbon will not achir can sukhas. So the din of Yahweh grew according to the law can take place on two grounds. One ground is washing or sorry. So then it's based upon the deal of mood, then it's not too sure. Schneider doesn't tell us. So both are working. So each one is more than they have. So you say, I'm eating Khadir or Arai over there. He didn't know it. So he didn't know it. But he's the deal of mood. That's not sure. That's not sure. So the Mele is based upon Aloha of Mosek. So then we apply it even if it's Vatican. So what if one is outside? So what? And it's the Kareva Maraya. So Mosek is Mosek. Even if one of the parties is unscrupulous. So because of that we can't apply Aloha. And it's the Kareva Maraya of Mosek. And 200 powers, so both powers are. So each one is a mortar can have. So melee, each one keeps a head because he's a mortar. How long is that in his way? Alright. But Midirai said, we don't need each way. Each one is a mortar, keep a head. So he keeps the head that he's a mortar can. So he then, so the Lord says, if Shnei was okay, then it's based upon the law of Moti. So then we say, Hamitz Mechadon Omer, I am Molek, even if it's Father Ram. But suppose the Rahman was okay, if it's not Father Ram. So then, against Yahweh. But in this case, it's Yahweh could not on the basis of Moti. No one is Moti. No one is Moti. So it's on the basis of this halacha pshat. Tzedek kedim. Echad min echad pshat. As the Rosh says, in the case of Shmishtoros Haitzim Menachem. Shmishtoros Haitzim Menachem. Because if no one is in Mosek, and there is no Vada Gama, so what should us do? What should us do? Say Menach, that would be better. Who will be happy if we say Imunah? Both will be miserable. Imunah. So the best we could do under the circumstances, without the consent of the heart, Seyahli, all right? So maybe each one of the young activities have something. So the other alternative wouldn't satisfy anyone to any extent. And it's a situation Besten couldn't be valid. Drawing money, so what are we going to do? So then it's Yahweh. It's about Machlik Borachami. So Sukhes doesn't consider the music. So Mele, there is. So then we could see Yahweh on the basis of Tzedek Tzedek Tilly. So in other words, Yahweh could, the psak could be Yahweh for two reasons. One, in the case of Shimon Zokhmei, then he tells the basic time it's Muhammad all over life. So even if his father Ramai was in his mother. But then, if it's not Muzokhmei, so he couldn't pass Yahweh on the basis of mother. No one's mother. But, like Shnishtar is hating that. No one's perfect. So then we see Yahweh on the basis of Shor of Din. Tzedek Tzedek Tili, Tachlit Din Dachlit Din Shor. So, Abse Shnishtar is hating that. Is Yahweh? And maybe Shumchaz Din is also based upon that. And maybe Shumchaz Din is based, as Tzedek says, because if it's drawn normally, so go down Zorki. But it could be based upon the din of Echadim Yahushua. But if no one is in Mosek, so then we can only say Yahweh on the basis of Pshar. Because Yahweh is a Pshar. So Pshar, we can only say when no one is around. But if one of the talents is around, then destiny is not a liberty to make it short for the times. Let's say, if one of the times is a Ramai, then the best thing for Besti to do is to solve themselves. And say, you get luck, you don't know what to do, alright? You are among yourself, and you reach it short among yourselves. We are not going to reach it short. So then we say, Kolomba. That means, Kolom Ra, you will have your doubt among yourselves. So that's the Pshat in the book. That the verse says like this. Each name we have the Zohar Vei, then it's Yahweh Ku. Even if it's Father Ramah. Because if Shneem was Zohar Vei, then Yahweh Ku is based upon the Lord of Mordeh. So what do I care whether it's Father Ramah or not Father Ramah? So if a Ramah is in Mordeh, it's all Zohar. And there was also the number of no aloha, the aloha most applies only to a nice person, not to a non-scrupulous person. Even if he's a thief, he's a mother, that's all. But if the number of them, so then there is also the of Yahweh, like Shnishtar is written in the Achor says, because it's, yet shall we make him our Yilse, the Moral of Basket says, yet shall we make him our Yilse. So it's Yahweh, because the best must do something. But the best can say, we don't want to be involved. It's an easy way out, not to be involved. So best cannot be himself. So best has to act justly. How does best act justly? There is the Tzedek of Pshor. He doesn't require the concept of the past. So what's the Tzedek of Pshor? Yahweh, the Tzedek of Pshor is the best that could be done under the circumstances. There is no other alternative that could be as good as that. Of course, that is not the ideal thing either, but what should I do? It's not the ideal thing, so that's because there is a suffering for us. So it's not the ideal thing, but that's the best could do, sure. So it's, since it's on the basis of sure, so only in the case where both parties are at least possibly honest. But if one of the parties is definitely dishonest and fraudulent, then the best is not allowed to make it sure. Unless we consent to the parties, then we can do anything. But without consent to the parties, not. So then one doesn't say, hold on, we are on solid ourselves. And the Roshiti is better in the Basra. He's Hilk and the Rosh. The Roshiti is the hold on, is the Psalm. There is war. The Shibesis mentions Ritzko, what is the same person? The same question. He means that Kod Al-Nivar is a symbol. Why? Because, in other words, when somebody is Bada Ramai, so then business right to be solid. So business says Kod Al-Nivar. Not that there's a sound, but just business refuses to take jurisdiction. So Kod Al-Nivar is only in case when ancient was talking and Bada Ramai. But if Shnei was talking there, even Bada Rama is Yahweh, on the basis of Moses. So even Bada Rama, Moses is Moses. And if Shnei was talking there, then Bada Rama. So it's again Yahweh, on the basis of Shore, of Tzedek. But if Bada Rama in Bezin is not a liberty to make it Shore, to force it, to impose it Shore upon him, so Bezin has to be solid itself. What does it mean? Bezdin refuses to take jurisdiction. Bezdin says, hold on. Bezdin shall. Now, there is no time for discussing the creation. The creation is also guidelines. So we look up the creation and the Mishnah in Bodhi Tzir. That we discuss tomorrow. And we'll go further in other Tzirs. Yes?
In the Riva, we're saying now that setting of Shore is only in the case when they're not both holding.
What?
If they're both holding, then it's not an Indian of Shore.
No, that's Moses.
If they're both holding, then it's an Indian of Shore.
Yes.
If they're not holding.
No one's holding.
We
render a judgment that is based on time and patience. It has to be right for basically, does not take when you know that you do it. Just in their discussion. There has to be a right order. But in certain situations, so then Bezdin can render such a psalm. But it partakes a little bit of solidity too, because it's not, there is no right order. So in other words, it's rendering the psalm that is not based upon the right order. It's a little bit of symbols. You will see the motion of the Jerusalem. But, according to the Mitzvah, it's completely symbolic. It means we don't take any jurisdiction of the case. You have to fight among yourself, provided you don't use force against the parties, just against the party, against the object in question. In other words, it's chaos. Under supervision.
That way, I mean, it's at least, as the man said, that's the least problem. I mean, that's the approach. If someone wants to take the campus, then the person who has the campus.